Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Good evening and welcome back to Bradford High School for Owls basketball tonight on WSB Sports. I lost connection there for a second, but I'd like you to have you join me here for the national anthem. Okay, welcome back. James Patrick once again here at the Owl's Nest. Bradford High basketball. The Owls are going to take on the Cottersport Falcons tonight. Both teams come in hot. The Owls winners of three in a row to get their record to 7-6. Cottersport's overall record is 9-4, and they've won two in a row coming in. Earlier tonight, the JV score, the Owls were trailing at halftime but made some great adjustments. They stormed a second-half lead and went on to victory 45-34. So good JV game earlier. Little bit of a late start tonight, as I had said. The weather got the bus on the way here. Nothing crazy, just had to go slow. Thank you for tuning in with us. Tonight's starting lineup for Cottersport Falcons: Drew Van Wy, Mitch Taylor, Lawson Wenzel, Lucas Fowler, and Chase Wallers. The regular starting lineup for your Owls: Carter Rulo, Tyler Simmons, Marcus Twilliger, Evan Troisi, Danny Marasco. Like I said, the Owls have won three in a row. A couple of really close ones, including a league victory the other night in Punxsutawney, 31-30. So let's see if they could stay on their winning ways and get hot here in the second half of the season. Maybe make a playoff run. That'd be great. I am going to take a... No, I'm not even going to take a break. We're going to stay here with you. Coaches are giving the kids the last-minute instructions. Referees folding up their warm-up jackets. We're going to get underway. Once again, thank you, Bradford Owls, Cottersport Falcons, District 9 basketball, here on WSB Sports. Should be a good game tonight. Looks like it's going to be Lawson Wetzel, who's a tall gentleman, is going to be jumping for Cottersport, and I'm sure it'll be Danny Marasco jumping for your Owls. Owls are in their home whites with the red and black trim. Cottersport in their road purple with white trim. About to get underway. And away we go. Owls win the tip. Simmons with the ball. Across the timeline. Cottersport man-to-man defense. Marcus Twilliger. Marasco. Troisi. Down low to Rulo. Rulo with a spin move. Puts it up. Off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. Cottersport quick down the other way. There's a pass stolen by Troisi. Troisi bobbled it a bit, so he had to hold up. Owls with possession. No score here in the early going. Marcus Twilliger, a little spin jumper. Oh, in and out, but he got his own rebound, puts it back in. Marcus Twilliger's on the board, and your Owls lead 2-0. There's a full court press by the Owls. And Cowdy gets it across the timeline, which leads to an open man underneath. That's number 24, Lucas Fowler, with a basket. All tied up at 2. Marcus Twilliger, quick down court. Gets it to Simmons. 2-2 after 1 minute of play here at the Owl's Nest. Troisi in the corner. Gets it to Daniel Marasco. Dribble. Danny thinks about the shot. Gets it to Rulo. Rulo with a little spin move. That little floater. Carter Rulo with a two ball. The Owls take the 4-2 lead. It's not really a full court press. Probably about a three-quarter court. There's another steal by the Owls. Marcus Twilliger ahead of the field. Lays it in. There's a long outlet pass and a missed shot. And Rulo couldn't come up with a rebound. Full court pass under the basket for Cowdy. And then the shot was missed. Rulo couldn't come up with it. So Cowdy's going to inbound under the Owls basket. Long three ball. Off the mark, and that's going to be Owls basketball off of Cowdy out of bounds. 6-2 lead for your Owls here in the first almost 2 minutes of the game. Simmons gets it into Twilliger. Now Cowdersport's putting on some pressure defense. Marcus all the way down gets it to Danny Marasco in the corner. Marasco back to Twilliger. Twilliger still has the dribble, picks it up, gets it to Rulo. Rulo gets it blocked, and Cowdy comes away with it. Rulo tried to lay it in, but that large gentleman there's a block. A block by Rulo. Now there goes Twilliger fast, and he's fouled. Marcus is going to shoot two. Both teams going up and down fast right now. That foul's on Drew Van Wy. His first, the team's first. Marcus Twilliger is going to be at the line for two. The Owls lead 6-2. First one's up. Good. Marcus off to a fast start. One more for Marcus. Up. And good. Owls now lead 8-2. Here comes Cowdy. Double team. They get it across. And there's another turnover in the corner. That's the big man, Lawson Wetzel. Lost it out of bounds on the baseline. The Owls are going to inbound with an 8-2 lead. Here comes Tyler Simmons. He gets triple teamed. Gets it to Twilliger. There's Daniel Marasco down the lane. Spin move. Short on the shot. Rebounded by Cowdy. Cowdy down fast. Long court, across court pass. They get it back into the corner and cross the other side of the court. A couple really long passes. Dangerous, but they were successful. Cowdy was the ball still. There's a three ball. That's in. That's Lucas Fowler. He's got all 5 points for Cowdersport so far. There goes Marcus Twilliger. Picks it up, gets it out to Danny Marasco. They weren't on the same. Yes, they were on the same page. Out of bounds off of Cowdersport. So Tyler Simmons is going to inbound. Taren Reese. Looks like he's coming into the game. I don't know where he's been. I wondered, but maybe injured, whatever. But he's here, and he's coming into the game next time we get a whistle. There's Troisi with the ball down low, and he gets it stolen away by Cowdy. There's a travel. Taren Reese coming in for Evan Troisi. So this is the first time I've seen Taren Reese this season, so sure he's ready to play here in front of the home crowd. Twilliger with the ball. Owls lead 8-5, almost halfway through the first quarter. There's a down low pass to Rulo. Rulo goes way off the backboard. Simmons, three ball is good. Tyler Simmons is on the board with a three. The Owls lead 11-5. Back on defense. There's a foul line jumper block. Danny Marasco comes away with it. Blocked by Twilliger that time. Simmons quick down court. Little floater off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. And a foul on the Owls. That foul's on Carter Rulo, his first, the team's first. Countersport possession. They trail 11-5. 3:42 to go in the first. Two-three zone defense for your Owls. Marcus Twilliger with the defense. Looks like they're going to let Cowdy shoot some of these outside shots. And they've been successful on one and missed several others so far. Long cross-court pass. They thought about a three. Good defense here by your Owls. Down to 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. There's a timeout by Countersport. That's a 30-second timeout. We're going to take it with them. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. Owls off to a quick start tonight against the Falcons from Countersport. 11-5 lead, 3 minutes to go in the first. Coming out of a timeout there by Countersport. Countersport possession. Get it down low, back out. There's a three ball again, and it's good again. That's the same scorer. All 8 points now. Lucas Fowler for Countersport. Looks like the guy they don't want to leave open. So there's Reese with the ball. Landon Lorman has checked in. Danny Marasco, Reese with a shot. Oh, off the mark. Rebounded by Lorman. Now Marcus has the ball to Williger. Kicks it back out to Reese. Into Danny Marasco. Down low for Lorman, who puts it in. Nice ball movement there. Nice ball movement. And Lorman was wide open. Beautiful possession by the Owls. They lead 13-8. There's another one of those long passes for Cowdy. There's a three ball. Off the mark. That's going to be rebounded by Cowdy, and another three off the mark. And that one's going to go out of bounds. Bradford ball. Real nice start for the Owls. Good ball movement. Tracy's going to check back in for Taryn. No, he's going to come in for Marcus Twilliger. And there's Cole Blatchley as well. So let me recap what we got on the floor. Lorman, Marasco, Blatchley, Reese, and Troisi in there for your Owls. Coach Twilliger putting a bunch of guys in right now. So Troisi with the ball. Troisi down the lane, kicks it out. Blatchley with a jumper. Good. That's a three ball for Cole Blatchley. I was watching him during warm-ups. He nailed a bunch of them. Owls 16-8 lead now. They've doubled up Countersport. 1:30 to go in the first. Oh, there's almost a steal. And that's Taryn Reese. It's going to be a foul on him. His first to the team's second. Ref didn't call it for quite a while. I couldn't see his number, I don't think. So Taryn Reese with a foul. 1:28 to go in the first. 16-8, your Owls lead. There's a steal by the Owls. That is Troisi with a quick hand. Gets it over to Reese. Reese all the way. Lays it in. Strong move there by Taryn Reese, and he's on the scoreboard. 18-8, the Owls lead. 1 minute to go in the first. Almost a steal there. There's a three ball. That's a good three by the big man, Lucas Lawson Wenzel. Reese with the ball. There's a foul called on Landon Lorman. Moving pick. That's his first, the team's third. 34 seconds to go here in the first. Caleb Freeman comes into the game for Lucas Fowler for Countersport. County possession. They trail 18-11. I won't tell you they're going to hold it because as soon as I do that, you know what happens. They shoot. Here goes the three ball. Off the mark. Rebounded by Troisi. Troisi gets it to Blatchley. Blatchley gets it to Marasco. Marasco to Reese. Owls have 6 seconds now. Blatchley back to Reese. Reese has to know he's got 3 seconds. He gets it up. Off the mark. So that's going to be your score at the end of the first. The Owls 18, Countersport 11. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with you. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. James Patrick, Bradford High basketball against the Countersport Falcons. Great start there for the Owls. They have it going in all facets of the game. Good defense. Good shooting. Good ball movement. From the, you know, down low, three balls, you name it. 18 points in that first quarter. Probably the highest scoring quarter of the season. So they lead 18-11. Looks like Countersport's going to have possession to start the second quarter. Owls are going to take the court. Marasco, Rulo, Troisi, Terwilliger, Simmons, original starting five out there. Cowdy with the ball. They're stolen by Troisi. Long outlet to Terwilliger. He's going to lay it in. Marcus is on fire tonight. 20-11, the Owls lead. That three-quarter court pressure again by the Owls. Troisi thought about it. Got a hand on that pass. Cowdy maintains possession. Into the corner. There's a three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. And it's in. That's Luke Wenzel. Long down court. Off the mark shot by Troisi. They're going rather fast here. I looked down for a second. They're already at the other end. Here comes Cowdy. Double team there. They get it to Wenzel. Two-three zone defense by your Owls. Original starting five in there. Rulo, Simmons, Terwilliger, Troisi, Marasco. 20-13 lead. Three threes there and those 13 points for Cowdy. Wetzel's going to try one from the corner. It's in and out. And rebounded by Cowdy. Long rebound. They try to get it down low, and it's tipped by Rulo, and Troisi comes away with a loose ball. Troisi leaves it for Simmons. Simmons drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Marcus Terwilliger. Set up a new play. Marcus into the corner for Simmons. Gets it to Wenzel. gets it out to Troisi from the foul line. Jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. And errant pass stolen away by Troisi. I didn't have vision there of that corner for a second. Troisi with the ball. Marcus Terwilliger. Marcus sees a hole and goes. Oh, tried to get it to Rulo. Goes off Rulo's hand. Taryn Reese going to come back into the game for Troisi. Owls. Cowdy's going to inbound under their own basket. Owls with this three-quarter court pressure. There's a long pass across the timeline. There's three ball. Good. That one's Caleb Freeman with a three ball. That's their fourth three of the game right there for Cowder Sport. 20-16. They cut the lead to four. Almost a steal. Here comes Marcus. Marcus gets it to Rulo. Rulo to Simmons. Simmons floater up and off the mark. And off of Bradford out of bounds. Cowdy ball trailed by four. Nice little comeback by Cowder Sport here. Here comes Landon Larman in for Daniel Marasco. Thank you for joining us on a cold, snowy night. Two-hour delay, I believe, so far for all these schools in D9, at least northern tier. 3 hours in Austin, if you're going to Austin tomorrow, 3 hours. There's a feed down low to Wetzel. Wetzel strong to the hole, and it gets blocked by Lorman, and then a foul. That foul's on, okay, that's an offensive foul. That's on Lucas Fowler, his first, team's first. Marcus Twilliger down the lane, lays it in. That's one of those ones that Marcus has been doing. When he sees a little opening, he goes for it. Three or four games now where I think the coach has said, if you see a lane, go for it. So Cole Blatch is going to come into the game. There's a foul on Lorman. That's his second, the team's second. Simmons is going to come out. Daniel Marasco back into the game as well. So now you've got Reese, Terwilliger, Blatchley, Rulo, Marasco. Many different combinations, as I've said so far this evening. 22-16, Owls lead halfway through the second quarter. Cowdy gets it in. Good defense there. Marasco, Blatchley, there's a three. Off the mark, rebounded by Reese. Reese brings it up across the timeline. He's looking for a hole there in the middle. Nothing. Danny Marasco, a couple dribbles. Gets it out to Marcus Terwilliger. They reset. Gets it to Rulo. Rulo by the foul line. Gets it back to Marcus. Marcus drives the baseline. And spins a couple times. Gets it out to Reese. Reese to Marasco. Try to give and go there. Broken up by Cowdersport. And they have possession. 3:18 to go. Cowdy trails by six. And I thought they were going to take another three. There's a pass in. Daniel Marasco with a quick hand. And now, yes, Reese comes away with it. Daniel Marasco strong to the hole. He's on the board for tonight now. Owls lead by eight. There's Wetzel, quick to the basket and lays it in. He's a fast and large individual, Wetzel. Three guys coming in for your Owls on the next whistle. 2.5 to go here in the first half. Marcus Twilliger fast down the court, gets it to Danny Marasco. Marasco back to Reese. Back to Daniel Marasco, kicks it back out. There's Reese for a long one, short, and Cowdy comes away with the board. Marcus with a steal and a putback, and it's too hard, but there's Blatchley with a rebound. Blatchley picks up the dirty laundry and lays it in. Cole's up to 5 points, and it's an 8-point lead again for your Owls. There's Wetzel, strong to the other end. He's fouled by Rulo. He's going to shoot two. Carter Rulo's second foul. The team's second. So that's going to be Wetzel. Wetzel's large and good ball handler and strong underneath. First one's up. Good. Okay, we're going to have Troisi Simmons and Fabian Shirk making his first appearance. Simmons, Troisi, Fabian Shirk, along with Rulo and Marasco in there for your Owls. And already Landon Larman coming back to the table. Second free throw's up and good. Lawson Wenzel. Larman comes in for Rulo, who has two fouls. Larman has two fouls as well. Okay, Owls possession, lead by six. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Here comes Simmons. Simmons gets pressured. Better get it across. They get it across to Marasco. Back to Simmons. He leaves it for Troisi. Troisi finds Marasco, who makes a move and goes around his guy. Oh, and passes it to Lorman, who gets it to Fabian Shirk, way out to, Troisi for a three ball. Rebounded by Daniel Marasco. He thought about it. Here goes Fabian Shirk. Up. Oh, just too hard. Rebounded by Lorman. Here comes Simmons. Simmons with a couple spin moves. It puts it up and in. Tyler Simmons. Strong. These guys make their mind up that they're going to the hole, and they're going. 8-point lead for the Owls. Luke Wetzel down the lane again. Gets cut off. Good defense there by the big guys underneath. There's a three. Long rebound out for Cowdersport. There they tried one of those passes, and Owls get, it was Fabian Shirk intercepted it. And there he goes. He's got a wide open Simmons. Lays it in. Tyler Simmons with two more. 30-20, the Owls lead. 30 seconds to go in the first half. These boys are moving tonight. There's a long three for Wetzel. Off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. Foul on Lorman, I believe. And that's going to be his third. Nope. They called it on Fabian Shirk. Here comes Marcus Twilliger, Blatchley, and Reese. I'll tell you, I think it's just a keep people fresh thing for Coach Twilliger tonight. Really cycling through him, and that's good. That's good. He's got a deep bench. Ooh, Marcus gets his hand on an inbound pass. So Cowdy's got the ball, inbounding, 22 seconds to go. Your Owls lead 30-20. Long inbound pass. Oh, Reese almost got it. Cowdersport has control. 17 seconds. 10 seconds. 8. 4. There's a little floater off the mark. Rebounded by the Owls. They got the shot off. Oh, and it's going to be short. So that's going to be the halftime score. Your Bradford Owls 30, Cowdersport Falcons 20. I'm going to take a short break, put some stats together. I'll be back with a halftime show. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. James Patrick here on the campus of Bradford High School in the Owl's Nest, where the heat is on and we're staying warm. Very good game so far between your Bradford Owls and the Countersport Falcons. Two good programs. They both come in with winning streaks. Bradford Owls have won three in a row, and Countersport's won two in a row. The Owls have gotten their record up to 7-6 on the season, and hopefully get it to 8-6 tonight. Been a great game. The Owls lead 30-20 at the half. The Owls are led by Marcus Twilliger with 10 points tonight. Tyler Simmons with 7, and Cole Blatchley with 5. Countersport's led by Lawson Wetzel, the big man underneath, with 9 points, and Lucas Fowler had 2 3-balls and has 8 points total. The story of the game, really, is I think that Coach Twilliger is keeping the guys fresh, and several players, they went 9 and 10 deep onto the bench, and, you know, keeping the guys in there, keeping them fresh. So everybody's contributing. We saw Taryn Reese, at least I have, for the first time. I don't know what his situation has been, but he hasn't been here. But a really good game so far. Good hustle by the Owls, hit a few 3-balls. Some stuff underneath, really nice ball movement. Hit the open man, lay it in. That's how it's supposed to work. Once again, if you are ever in search of an Owls broadcast, boys, girls, anything we've done last year, this year, it's all available on demand at WSB.com. You can go back and listen to whomever. So, once again, 30-20 is the score at the half. Thank you for being with us. I am going to take one more short break, and I'll be back with the start of the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick, halftime here at the Owl's Nest. Bradford Owls lead 30-20 over the Cartersport Falcons. I'd like to take this time to tell you that Wednesday night we'll be back on the air with a boys broadcast when the Owls have a tough test. The Du Bois Beavers will be coming to town. Longtime District 9 rival. The only quad A school, I believe, in our district. So always a test with Du Bois. So hope to have you tune in Wednesday or 7:20 to 7:30 broadcast. Thank you for being with us tonight. Nice crowd on hand. Two-hour delay if you don't know about it. Most schools in the area. 3 hours for Austin. I chuckle about that. Somebody told me that earlier. I don't even know how to get there. Owls are going to take the court with Simmons, Terwilliger, Troisi, Rulo, Marasco. Original starting five. Like I said, Coach Terwilliger has been cycling through the guys tonight, getting everybody in and out. Cartersport. Oh, they still have a few seconds to get some instruction. Owls are going to have the ball to start the second half. And here we go. We're going to get underway. Simmons gets the ball in to Marcus Terwilliger. Marcus calls out the play, gets it to Tyler Simmons. Simmons to Troisi. Troisi, Marasco, Terwilliger. Terwilliger drives the baseline. Gets it out to Rulo. Simmons for a three ball. That one's off the mark. Rebounded by Terwilliger. And they reset. Marcus sees that opening. Oh, and he kicks it out to Rulo. Rulo gets it into Daniel Marasco, who puts it out to Tyler Simmons. Simmons at the foul line. Gets it back out, and they set up again. Nothing there for the Owls. Good defense by Cowdy. Trying to get it into Daniel Marasco. They do. Now it's way out to the corner. That's Troisi for three. Follows his shot, gets it, and puts it in. Evan Troisi, good hustle, and that's his first basket of the game. Followed his short three ball and put it back in. 32-20, the Owls lead. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Cowdy with the ball. There's a drive down the lane, off the mark, rebound, and a foul on Carter Rulo. That's going to be his third. I was going to say that not really many people in foul trouble, and Carter gets his third. I'm sure somebody will be coming in here for him. Here comes Fabian Shirk. First one's up and good. That's Lucas Fowler. Fabian Shirk comes into the game for Carter Rulo. One more shot here for Fowler. Owls lead by 11. It's up and it's good. 10-point lead, Owls with possession. Double team on Marcus, gets it to Simmons. Simmons gets it across the timeline, feeds it to Marcus. Marcus too hard off the glass. Nice pass there, but too hard off the glass. And Cowdy, three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. Nice save there. And then Marcus Twilliger picks the pocket. Over to Simmons. Simmons fast to the basket. Gets it to Danny Marasco. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. Nice ball movement there by the Owls. That foul's on Lucas Fowler. It's going to be his second. Team's first. Danny Marasco at the line for two. And the first one's up and in. Owls back to an 11-point lead. 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Second one's up. And off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. Good defense there by Twilliger and Shirk. They get it down low to Wetzel. Wetzel's strong. And he puts it in. And there's a whistle. The timeout by Caldersport. It's a full timeout, so we'll take a short break. With the Owls leading 33-24. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick, Bradford High versus Caldersport Falcons. Coach Easton just took a timeout there for Caldersport. Lawson Wetzel, very strong kid. Took it down low on the baseline, laid it in. Caldersport with a quick timeout. So the Owls are going to inbound it under their own basket. The Owls lead by 9. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Simmons, Reese, Twilliger, Shirk, Marasco. Marasco out to Reese. Simmons back to Reese. Marcus Twilliger back to Reese. Back to Marcus Twilliger. Good defense here. I'm sure that's what the timeout was for on the Cowdy end. Pressure the ball. Simmons now with the ball. Gets it to Reese. Marcus. Reese with a pass down low. Danny Marasco's got it. And it's in and one. Daniel Marasco strong underneath. 42. That's a foul on Wetzel. His first, the team's second. Daniel Marasco, old-fashioned three-ball here. Old-fashioned three-point play. One free throw to extend the lead to 12. It's off the mark. Oh, Marcus Twilliger almost came up with a rebound. 11-point lead for your Owls. Caldersport possession. There's a kick out. There's a three-ball. Oh, off the mark. And that ball's going to stay there on that end. Out of bounds off Fabian Shirk trying for the rebound. Cowdy gets it in. Good defense there. There's a foul. That foul is going to be on Reese, I believe. It is. Two shots for Caldersport. Taryn Reese, that's his second foul. The team's second. Two shots here for Chase Wallers. First one's up. Good. His first points of the game. 10-point lead for your Owls. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Second free throw's up off the mark. Daniel Marasco with a rebound. 10-point lead and possession for your Owls. Terwilliger gets hit in the head. No call. There's Reese. Gets it to Simmons. Cowdy's picked up the defensive pressure. There's no doubt about that. Marcus. Troisi. Simmons gets it into Marasco. Back out to Reese. Quick ball movement here by the Owls. Reese is going to try that three, and he's going to put it in. It's a long three for Taren Reese. And the Owls lead by 13. Cowdy fast down the other end. Kick it way out past the three-point line. Here comes Wetzel. That's going to be a foul on Daniel Marasco. His first, the team's third. 4:04 to go here in the third quarter. Wetzel again with a spin move and a lay-in. Here comes Marcus Terwilliger. Contact, no foul either way. Reese with a three ball. Off the mark, rebounded by Cowdy. So the Owls lead by 11. All the way in and lays it in. That's Lucas Fowler. He saw a little opening there and drove the lane. Reese to Terwilliger. Terwilliger to Simmons. Simmons drives in and has it tipped away. Terwilliger saves it. There's Reese down to Daniel Marasco on the baseline. Back out to Reese. Back out to Marcus. There's Daniel in the other corner. Down low to Simmons. Oh, it's up and in and out. There's Fabian Shirk, a little jumper off the mark. Cowdy comes away. Down by 9. They try to get it down low. That goes off of Shirk out of bounds. Fabian's got them quick hands. .250 to go in the third quarter. The Owls lead by 9. There's a three, and it's good. That's Drew Van Wy. That's his first basket of the game. And it's a 6-point game. There's pressure again by Cowdy. Fabian Shirk got caught under the basket, tried to do a reverse, and Cowdy comes away with a rebound. Calgersport on a little bit of a run here. There's a shot blocked. Blocked by Shirk, and Simmons comes away with it. Owls with a 6-point lead, 2:20 to go in the third. Oh, there's a steal by Cowdy. They're off and running. Block by Marcus. Marcus Terwilliger blocks it. Shirk comes away with it. It's a 3-on-2. There's Simmons. Off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. And there's Wetzel going fast the other way. And he's fouled. That's Reese. That's going to be his third. And the team's fourth. That's two shots for Lawson Wetzel. So coming out of that last timeout, I'm sure Cowdersport was told to pick up their defense, and they certainly have. The Owls had led by 11 or 12, now lead by 6, and Cowdy's shooting 2 free throws, and the first one's good. Into the game comes Blatchley and Troisi for Shirk and Reese. Taren Reese with 3 fouls, Carter Rulo with 3 fouls. One more free throw here for Lucas Wetzel. It's good. Defense once again by Cowdy. Marcus Terwilliger with the ball. Gets it to Simmons. Owls are definitely having to work harder here. Danny Marasco down low to Troisi. Troisi to Marcus. Marcus calls out a new play. There's Daniel Marasco with the ball. Blatchley, Troisi, back to Terwilliger. Terwilliger's going to do a little floater, and it's in. Marcus, nice little six-foot floater. Six-point lead for the Owls. 1:10 to go in the third quarter. Owls need some good defense here. Need to get a stop. There's a three ball for Wetzel, and it's good. Lawson Wetzel nails a three, and it's a three-point ball game. Troisi with two guys on him. He gets it free. Gets it to Marasco, who tried to get it to Simmons underneath. Almost stolen, but knocked out of bounds by Cowdy. So Cowdy has picked up that defensive pressure and cut the 10-point lead to three here in the third quarter. Marasco gets the inbound pass, gets it out to Troisi. There's Marcus. Marcus into Simmons. Marcus with a three off the mark. Cowdy with a rebound. 33 seconds to go. A chance to tie with a three ball. Simmons with the defense. There's a shot up and in. That is Van Wy for Cowdy, and it's a one-point game. Your Owls lead by one. Marcus Terwilliger gets it into Daniel Marasco. Marasco, strong move to the basket, puts it in. 1 second left. That's going to be it. The end of the third quarter. Your Owls are going to come away with a three-point lead. We're going to take a short break and be back for an exciting fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Looks like it'll be an exciting fourth quarter here at Bradford High. Your Owls currently lead at the end of three, 42-39. They were outscored 19-12 there in that third quarter. Cowdersport took a timeout early. I think they got chewed out a little bit. They picked up their defensive pressure, and that caused a few turnovers, and they've converted everything. So the Owls are going to start here with a three-point lead. Here comes Simmons, Troisi, Rulo, Terwilliger, Marasco. Original starting five. Cowdersport possession, trailing by three to start the fourth. Simmons with a defense on the ball. Here's Wetzel. He's a challenge from anywhere. Three balls are going down low. There's a drive and a spin around, turnaround jumper, rebounded by Troisi. Troisi with the ball, behind the back, gets it to Terwilliger. Marcus looking for somebody open. Nothing there, still hasn't picked up his dribble. Gets it into the corner to Simmons. There goes Simmons. Ooh. Simmons tries to get it to Marasco. That's going to be a jump ball. And a jump ball is going to go with... stay with the Owls. So Taryn Reese comes into the game for Simmons. We're cleaning up the spot where that jump ball happened. Going to stay with the Owls. Three-point lead, 7:16 to go in the game. Coach Terwilliger is yelling out some last-minute instruction there. Reese, Marasco, Troisi, Terwilliger, Rulo. There's Marasco on the baseline out to Marcus. Marcus with a spin move. And he puts it up, and Wetzel said, not in my lane, and knocked it out of bounds. So he also maintained possession, but Lawson Wetzel wasn't letting it happen. Inbound to Marasco. There's Rulo out in three-ball territory. Down low. Nice move there by Marcus to get it off of the Countersport player out of bounds. So Owls maintain possession, just under 7 minutes left in this game. Three-point lead for Bradford. They get it into Rulo. He gets it to Reese. Reese, Marcus Twilliger. There's Marasco down low. Oh, and he takes it to the hole, and he's fouled. He'll get two shots. Daniel Marasco, nice move there. That foul is on Jerome Horn. That's his first, the team's first. Daniel Marasco for two to extend a three-point lead. First one's up. Good. One thing the Owls have done tonight is hit their free throws. Four-point lead with one to go. It's up, and it's good. Back to a five-point lead for Bradford. Countersport ball. Reese dialed in on his defense. Get it to Wetzel. There's a three ball. It's off the back iron. Long rebound to Cowdy. There's a put up off the mark. Rebounded by, that's Troisi with a rebound. Gets it to Daniel or to Marcus Twilliger. Good strong rebound there by Troisi. They leave Troisi open now. He drives. Oh, and he lays it in. Comes up just a little short. Cowdy with possession again. Down by five. Wetzel gives it up. He dared that guy to shoot a three, and he didn't do it. Here comes Wetzel for three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Reese, and he's fouled on the rebound. I believe that's on number 21. Freeman. That's his first, the team second. Cowdy's going to put full court pressure on now. Troisi inbounds it to Marcus Twilliger. He gets it across the timeline to Reese. Quick. There's Troisi for three. Off the mark. Fight for the rebound. Cowdy comes away with it. Owls lead by five. Cowdy possession. Long three off the mark. Owls rebound. Goes Marcus Twilliger. Gets it down to Rulo. Rulo with a spin move, and he puts it in. Carter Rulo strong to the hole. Up by seven, your Owls lead. There's a timeout by Countersport. Full timeout. We'll take a short break with your Owls leading 46-39. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick, Bradford High, on the Owl's Nest. Your Owls lead 46-39. 4-0 run here for the Owls to start the fourth quarter to extend the lead to 7 points. Looks like Cowdy's going to have possession here. Coming out of the timeout. 5 minutes to go in the game. Reese, Troisi, Twilliger, Marasco, Rulo. Cowdy with the ball, trailing by seven. Good defense there by the Owls. There's a penetration, a kick out. There's a drive in and put lay in. That's number 13, Mitch Taylor, with his first basket. Back to a five-point game. Reese penetrates, gets cut off, gets it back out to Twilliger. There's Marasco. Back out to Marcus. Williger looking down low. It's a kick by Cowdy, so the Owls will maintain possession. 4:16 to go, 5-point Owls lead. Inbound to Williger. There's Reese. Marasco back to Reese. Gets it down low to Rulo. Gets it all out to Troisi. Troisi back to Daniel Marasco. He bobbled it a bit. And now he's reset it. Marcus Twilliger way up top at the logo. Gets it to the foul line to Rulo. Back out to Marcus. Over to Troisi. There's Marcus. Gets it to Daniel Marasco. Back to Marcus. Give and go. And that's in. Good move. Nice shot there by Marcus Twilliger. Owls ate up a bow, and Cowdy up bobbles the inbound, and it goes out of bounds. Owls will get possession with a seven-point lead. 3.5 to go in the game. Reese inbound to Twilliger. The Owls burn up a bunch of time there and got a nice basket by Twilliger. Oh, down low, Troisi. Oh, Troisi tries the reverse layup under the basket. Unable to convert it. Cowdy comes away with it. There's a three ball from the corner. Off the mark. Twilliger with a rebound. Marcus, tough defense on him, but he gets it across the timeline. It gets tipped out. Owls will inbound the ball. 3:02 to go. 7-point lead and possession. Williger, Rulo, Marasco, Reese, Troisi out there for your Owls. Inbound to Marcus Twilliger. Over to Reese. Down low to Rulo. Spin. Hook shot. Oh, just a little too hard. Cowdy comes away with the ball. 7-point lead for the Owls. Wetzel fakes a three and then does a spin. He's all the way down the lane, has to kick it out. There's a three, and it's good. That's a three by number three. Van Wy, that's his third three-pointer. And a timeout called by... It's a full timeout, so we're going to take a break. Called by Bradford, Coach Twilliger. The Owls lead by four, 48-44. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back for more action. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back for an exciting finish of this D9 matchup between the Owls and the Falcons from Countersport. The Owls with a four-point lead and possession. Cowdy keeps battling back. The Owls took a 7 or 8 point lead, and then Cowdy battles back. So the Owls are going to inbound under their own basket. 2:34 to go in the game. Reese, Troisi, Twilliger, Rulo, Marasco for your Owls. They get it inbound. There's Reese with the ball. Breaks the pressure, gets it to Twilliger. Twilliger to Rulo. Back to Marcus. 2:20 to go. Marcus all the way around, and he's going to lay it in. Marcus Terwilliger just did, I don't know, he just traveled around the whole court, and there was an opening, and he laid it in strong. Nice game here from Marcus Terwilliger, and that's a six-point lead with 2 minutes to go. There's a three off the mark, rebounded by Cowdy. They take it back out. 1:50 to go. Wetzel with the ball. He gets it back. Owls are okay if they're burning up time now. 1:38 to go. Wetzel, spin move. They cut him off. Danny Marasco with a great defense. There's a drive and a shot. Marcus Terwilliger comes away with a rebound. The Owls can hold it up now, I think. 1:25 to go. 6-point lead and possession. Trying to foul now, and there's a foul. That foul's on Van Wy, his second, the team's third. Carter Sports going to be looking for the be two more fouls till the Owls will be in a free throw shooting contest here. Marcus Terwilliger with the ball. And it's a foul by Mitch Taylor, his first. That's the team's fourth. Owls will be in the bonus on the next free throw or foul. 1:10 to go. I said the Owls have made all their free, well, almost all their free throws all night, so they're going to need to hit them here down the stretch. No, there's a steal. Steal by Cowdy and a lay-in. That's Mitch Taylor with his second basket. Cuts the game to 4-point lead. Owls will have possession coming out of the timeout. We're going to stay right here this time at 30-second timeout. Exciting game. Just when you thought the Owls were going to go to the free throw line, there's steal on the inbounds pass. And Mitch Taylor takes it all the way down, lays it in, cuts the lead to 4. Exciting game. Two good programs here battling it out. Referees want them back out there. 1:06 to go. Simmons, Reese, Marasco, Rulo, Terwilliger for your Owls. Simmons inbounds, gets it to Reese. Back to Simmons. Marcus Terwilliger, triple teamed. They get it to Reese. There's a foul. Reese is going to go to the line. He'll shoot two. And it fouls on Caleb Freeman, his second, the team's fifth. Owls will be in the bonus the rest of the way. 57 seconds to go. They lead by 4. Got to hit their free throws. Taryn Reese will have 2 here. First one's up. Good. 5-point lead for the Owls. One more. Up. And good. Owls lead by 6. Countersport possession. 54 and counting. Seconds to go. Long cross-court pass. They're looking for a 3 ball now, I think. No, they drive down. Layup. Block. Blocked by Rulo. Taken away by Simmons. He gets it to Reese. Reese with the ball. Then they finally get the foul on Taryn Reese. 29 seconds to go. That foul's on number 3, Van Wy. That's his third. Reese is going to shoot 2 more free throws. 29 seconds. Owls lead by 6. 52-46. First one's up. And short. Sure, Cowdy has all their three-point guys in there now. Several of them have made them this game. Van Wise, 3 for 3. Second free throw is off the mark. Rebounded by Wetzel. Wetzel's coming down. Goes to the baseline. Gets fouled by Marcus Terwilliger. The Owls have all five fouls to give. So that's Marcus's first foul. Team's first foul. .1 to go. There's an inbound pass deflected away by Terwilliger. He gets it back. He lays it in. Marcus lays it in. That should do it right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's an 8-point lead, 13 seconds. There's a steal by Simmons, and the Owls are just going to run it out. The Owls are going to win this game 54-46. Big applause by the crowd. Radford Owls win their fourth straight game. 54-46 over the Cartersport Falcons. We're going to take a short break. I'll compile some stats. We'll be back with a postgame show. This is Radford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Radford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Radford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Radford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. Exciting game here in Bradford as the Owls continue their winning ways, run their winning streak to 4-0, or four wins in a row, with an exciting 54-46 victory over the Cartersport Falcons. I hope you stayed with us the whole time. If you did, it was pretty exciting. So, the Owls were led tonight by Marcus Terwilliger with 18 points. Danny Marasco pitched in 9. Tyler Simmons and Taryn Reese both with 7. Good all-around, you know, effort by everyone. Really good game. Lawson Wetzel had 18 points there for Cowdersport Falcons. Just good hustle. Early on in the game, Coach Terwilliger was rotating through several guys. He went 8-9 deep on the bench. I think it was really so that the fourth quarter they could be as strong as they were. Pretty much the starting five for the fourth quarter. And the Owls outscored when it mattered in the fourth quarter. They outscored them 12-7. 12-7. The Owls come out on top in the fourth quarter. On their way to the 54-46 victory. So, we will be back on the air with Owls basketball on Wednesday night when the Owls go for their fifth consecutive win against Dubois, longtime District 9 rival. So join us against the Dubois Beavers on Wednesday night. Once again, your final score, the Bradford Owls 54, Cowdersport Falcons 46. This is James Patrick for WESB Sports.